I'm Sandra Wilson from the comms team in the Scottish Social Services Council. I'm at the Dementia Awareness Conference, and the workshop, the SSE workshop, is just finished. I'm speaking to Michelle Manzi of RCOP in Highland, and she's just been to the workshop. Michelle, could you tell me a wee bit about how you found the apps, or if you think that they're going to be useful for you?
Certainly, I think the apps are going to be useful for care home workers to be able to take forward their continuous professional development. As the gentleman who is doing a lot of the presentation at the workshop suggested, was that, you know, learning, we've known for over 100 years that learning in the formal style in the classroom really doesn't do it, and you retain very, very little of the information that you pick up from these sort of courses, to the extent that in a month's time after being on a course, if it was today, for example, in a month's time on the 6th of July, you'd only retain sort of 20% of that information. Whereas if you've got accessible information on an app that you can actually take round with you and access at your convenience and you know, inappropriately in the workplace, along with colleagues, even over a cup of coffee, it's something, as I say, you can be learning on a day-to-day basis. So I was actually very impressed with the whole concept of using apps to help people, particularly with their continuous professional development around sort of mandatory topics that they must ensure that they have for registration purposes. But it means so much more than just ticking a box, because, as I say, it actually makes it real for people and hopefully will improve the care that they provide to the person with dementia or whatever disease or reason they're in the care facility for. So it hopefully will have an impact and make a difference to the people that they're caring for.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, thank you very much.